Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, producer Andrew co-pilots the beginning of this episode, and then Congresswoman Lauren Boebert joins me for the remainder. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're live from Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So, Andrew, I've had a very busy morning. I've seen a little bit of the news. I talked to our Turning Point USA chapter leadership summit. There was something that happened in New York, an assassination attempt of Lee Zeldin or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes.
I know. I just don't know the details.
I do want to just, before we get into Lee, I just want to say, if you're listening anywhere across the country and you're hearing that ambient noise in the background, if you're not able to watch this live, you are at the premiere event in the conservative movement. This is the center of the conservative universe this weekend. Everybody is here, and I just want to say congratulations, Charlie, because you don't get to hear this enough. We're working the whole time, but
tell me at 12:36 on Sunday.
Fair enough. There's a long road to go.
Congratulations at the moment. See you guys next year.
Listen, the fact that we're here, the fact that this is this beautiful, the fact that it's this large, we have over 5,000 students from high school and colleges across the country here in Tampa, Florida. And I just want to say again, this is in spite of Bidenflation. This is in spite of airfare that has gone through the roof. This is in spite of all the challenges
we're
facing.
That's what's so wild is that, you know, so back in early June, our tickets were trending fine. I was like, man, what's going on? So we started to ask our field team. They were doing a great job. They said, Charlie, that people can't afford to come. And I said, wow, okay. And despite that, people maxed out credit cards. They're driving across the country to be here.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
We don't necessarily endorse, maxing out, but the energy is that through the roof.
There is an argument to prioritize your finances for what matters.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Put your money where your mouth is, and we
don't go into debt. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Lee Zeldin's story is absolutely insane. So what happened here is that last night, Lee Zeldin was attacked while stumping in New York. He's running for governor. He's the Republican nominee. He won the primary. And a 43-year-old David G. Jacobonis walked across the stage, stopped in front of Zeldin, and appeared to thrust a weapon towards Zeldin's neck. Now, if you haven't seen a picture of this weapon, it's one of those things you almost put on like a keychain, and you put your fingers through it, and your whole point is to stab and puncture somebody's skin.
Maybe throat or jugular.
Exactly.
Right?
This is exactly what that weapon is for. A lot of times you'll see women that are walking to their cars. They'll have these on their keys late at night or whatever. But this can kill somebody. This was a potentially lethal attack on Lee Zeldin, who's a sitting congressman.
Is it fair to say it's an assassination attempt?
Absolutely fair to say. Okay. So now it's just breaking, which is just completely insane. Alleged Lee Zeldin attack. I don't know why we even have to put alleged. It's caught on camera. All right. Already released without bail. Zeldin predicted what happened.
He didn't have to post a dollar of bail?
That's what I'm telling you.
So you can attempt an assassination of a sitting United States congressman and be out back on the street 6 hours later?
Apparently in the state of New York. And if I was Lee Zeldin, God bless him. I'm glad he's safe. But I would instantly turn around and this could propel him to becoming governor of New York. I'm not kidding. This is that insane that a sitting congressman there's an attempted assassination and his attacker is out on the street the next day because of these lax laws in states like New York and California.
Right.
And by the way, you tweeted about this. Joe Rogan got into all this controversy this week because he basically said you could get away with murder in LA if you shoot homeless people because they don't prosecute violent crime. Now all the Los Angeles Times is saying, well, Joe Rogan was advocating for shooting homeless people. That's not what this was. He was making a joke because these cities have become a joke.
He's also a comedian.
Yeah, 100%. And guess what? This totally validates what Joe Rogan was talking about. You want to go try and kill somebody, they'll let you out of jail the next day without bail.
But I mean, so Lee Zeldin's doing a campaign event and the guy comes and tries to murder him.
Yeah.
So what is the statute then? to actually have to post bail in New York?
Well,
what judge authorized this?
So it says, according to a statement later released by Monroe County Sheriff's Department, Jacobonis was charged with attempted assault in the second degree. And just
assault
as Zeldin
in the second, yeah, not attempted murder.
Yeah, exactly. Just as Zeldin predicted, released on his own recognizance. That means there was no bail involved. None. This man was allegedly, this man allegedly attempts to stab another man in the throat, and he's released on his own recognizance. Welcome to America. The blue demise of America. You know, we followed Jack Posobiec, War Room, filling in for War Room. And he's become famous for saying, get out of cities. Well, this happened in the country, and it's still happening.
I mean, you really wonder that if someone went up to a Kathy Hochul rally with a knife, do you think they would have been charged by second-degree assault? I mean, seriously.
What do you think, audience?
God forbid that would happen. I don't wish that upon anybody.
No, I think we know the answer.
I'm playing a hypothetical thought experiment. Of course not. I mean, the person would be second-degree murder or first-degree murder.
No, they'd be in the highest security prison cell in the state of New York now. And under federal crimes. I guarantee it.
Yeah, just ridiculous.
This is the insanity that we're living with. Nevertheless, we're grateful that Lee Zeldin's okay. I mean,
we're grateful Lee is okay. That's right. So I want to open this up to our audience here. So Saturday evening, we are here at this Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. We are going to be doing a straw poll, but I want to have our own straw poll here.
That's a great idea. I love this.
So we're going to have our students and our attendees take a poll of Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis for 2024. But I want to get your feedback. I want to have you guys poll us. You guys can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you want Trump or do you want DeSantis or maybe somebody else for 2024? I want to have the Charlie Kirk Show poll, and then we could have the Student Action Summit poll and contrast them.
By the way, there are other contenders. Haley is rumored
Running. Mike Pence looks like he's going to run.
We're hearing about Youngkin in Virginia.
Glenn Youngkin.
Glenn Youngkin's
focus
mounting
on being a governor first. But I think Myra Flores is in the mix. She's been a congresswoman for 3.5 weeks.
That's right. Myra Flores. That's Charlie's joke. Everybody's already coronating her as the next AOC of the conservative. We don't need an AOC in the conservative.
Get a month under your belt.
We've already got some spicy Congress people.
Can you be a congressman for 1 month before I consider you?
I think that's a fair request.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. We got one person emailing us from Chicago. I want Trump with DeSantis as VP.
Ooh, gotta say, not gonna happen.
Trump or DeSantis?
It's not gonna happen.
I don't know.
I don't think DeSantis is not at number two. I just don't see it.
I don't know. I think
maybe Trump, to Trump's number
but
one.
I mean, Trump wants to win. He doesn't like to lose. Hates to lose, and he works well with DeSantis. They have a great relationship.
That's true.
They
do have a really By the way, that's friendship. That's so true. The media tries to make it out like they hate each other. It's not true.
It's not true.
But DeSantis is an alpha.
He says here that would get the most votes. Freedom at
Charlie Kirk. Completely would.
Yeah. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who is one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. So, climate, We haven't really touched on this very much, honestly.
Well, we have those that Rogan clip and the Lee Zeldin attack video if we want to play it.
Let's play the Rogan clip.
Yeah. 281.
But, like, that's that person's property by law.
If you were to go, homeless person's property is protected?
Yes. Absolutely.
Huh.
If you were to go and try to move that or take that,
you'd get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't arrest you if you shot somebody. Maybe you should just go and shoot the homeless people.
I like your ideas.
Yeah. And if nobody claims it, I mean, nobody does anything about violent crime in LA anymore. It's a joke.
Yeah.
They're just letting people out.
So he's absolutely right. I mean, the what they would call lower crimes or, you know, smaller property crimes, they don't even enforce right now. Right. But they were saying that if you go and take property from a homeless person that's made an encampment on the side of your street in your neighborhood, if you do anything to that person, they'll come get you. So don't touch the homeless person. And so Joe Rogan makes the very – and by the way, for those that don't know, I lived in L.A. for quite a few mm-hmm. years. So, you know, pray for me. But I this is true. Like, you can – there were laws protecting homeless encampments. There was laws protecting, you know, if they put like a broke-down sort of car that they were living on their street. Yep. They had more rights than you did as a homeowner on that street. And Joe Rogan made a good point. He's like, well, hey, listen – if you shoot them, they won't get you. It's a joke, folks. He wasn't actually advocating for shooting homeless people. But I think this Lee Zeldin thing is completely drawing another light on it. Yeah.
Ties into that. Do we have a clip of the Lee Zeldin deal? Or
yeah, 280 is the audio of it, or at least the video of it. I'm not sure what the audio is like.
Play that. Yeah.
There's only one option. You're done.
Yeah, I mean, you could see it, the folks in the audience and on stage got in the way. He said, "You're done." The attacker came on stage, looked at him, and said, "You're done."
And if he would have nicked his jugular,
is that right? 100%. Yeah. I mean, 100%. I mean, there's obviously a lot of vulnerable spots in your neck. There's a lot of like arteries. Absolutely. But that's, you know, this is the world we live in, and it's really too bad.
I want to play cut 248, little change of gears here. Tucker Carlson on Biden administration donating $172 million to a Soros-linked group. Now, they've gone after Tucker really hard this last 24 hours over this segment, calling him a white supremacist. Play cut 248.
Fox News is reporting tonight that the administration awarded a $172 million grant to a George Soros-linked organization, which exists to, quote, help young border crossers avoid deportation. Now, why is some foreign-born billionaire allowed to change our country fundamentally? That's the big question. Here are the specifics. This organization is called the Vera Institute for Justice, and it stands to gain $1 billion in federal money by the end of the contract, just to subvert our laws. Now, the catch is that no one verifies whether the people crossing the border are actually minors.
So let me make sure I understand this correctly. Taxpayer money is going to be augmenting a George Soros funding organization to bring foreign nationals into America?
Yeah, this is the untold story of the border sagas, right? It's like you get these NGOs, and this is what blows me away, folks. Don't fall for the trap anymore. When you hear the left use these fluffy words like "we're a civil rights organization," that's probably code for you get a phone call and you go out and riot on the streets
get out of jail for no accountability. Yeah, and they're not about civil rights. By the way, they were silent when James O'Keefe's apartment got raided.
100%. So what they do is you have these, it was a contract, not a grant. What they do is they
got it.
The federal government is awarding these groups that are gaming our immigration system, that are helping illegal immigrants cross our border and navigate once they get on this side, right? There's different tricks. This is why when you go to the border, right, Charlie and Yuma,
that's right,
you find a stack of IDs that they've ditched. Well, guess what? Guess what? On the other side of that border in Mexico, you got NGOs like Soros-linked Vera Institute of Justice telling them, throw your ID away and we'll let you in for free you a plane ticket to, D.C. or New York, which now, by the way, the mayor of D.C., Eric Adams, is asking for more federal money to deal with his own surge of illegal immigrants.
Subsidized all along the way. Our poll is ongoing. Freedom@charliekirk.com is how to email me, Trump and DeSantis. It's about neck and neck right now.
Ooh.
A lot of people like DeSantis. So I'm curious, what are your thoughts? Freedom@charliekirk.com. And we have
Lauren Boebert.
We have,
oh.
Yeah, we have one vote for Liz Cheney. We have one Liz Cheney vote.
Yeah, we do. I was jumping ahead
this
here.
This person said freedom at charliekirk.com. Liz Cheney. All the way.
I don't know where they're listening, but
thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. 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 Or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. I always get confused. It's Congresswoman, right?
Sure, whatever.
Because people say Congressman. I think that's so wrong.
I think it's a misnomer. The title is Congressman, but we are the party of identity. So let's call it what it is.
I don't like calling women men.
Right.
I think it's against what we believe in. We're at the Rumble booth at Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has My American Life here. So you say Congresswoman on the title.
There you go.
And it is your book, My American Life. Pick out a copy today. And forwarded by Senator Ted Cruz. Tell us about your book.
So this is my story. This is about my life. Growing up, there was a lot of hardships, but I didn't allow that to build a victim mentality for myself. When times got tough, I got tougher. And so this really is my journey from coming from a Democrat household where my mom believed those lies that put us in poverty and kept us there, put us in bread lines waiting for government cheese, and also the abuse that I experienced from adults in my family abusing drugs and alcohol and even my mom, abusing my mom physically. And throughout all of that, I still developed conservative values. I saw that I could do a better job taking care of myself than government did. I didn't need to be a victim. I was created to be an overcomer, as we all are. I learned my identity through my relationship with Jesus, found who I am in what scripture says about me, the promises that God said about me. And this journey just shows everyone that you are not limited by your past. You're not limited by your mistakes or your upbringing. And here in America, you truly can live the American dream. So this is my American life.
And now you're in Washington fighting for that.
Yes.
And this is only your first term, right?
That's right.
Feels like it's been longer than that.
Doesn't it?
With all of the fun you've been having. So you're in a tough reelection fight. I mean, I think you'll be okay, right?
Yeah. So we just went through the primary, and in the primary, I had a very Democrat Republican running up against me, very much a rhino, but I'm a professional rhino hunter.
And you buried him, right? I did.
More than 40 points. It was great. 10,000 Democrats actually switched party affiliation to try to take me out. And now we have, some rich guy from Aspen, trying to represent rural Colorado. It ain't happening.
Yeah, so the district goes from where? It goes from Rifle to...
Rifle's in the middle, pretty much. So we're up north.
Steamboat?
Not Steamboat anymore. So we're the next county over. Yeah. We're in Moffitt or Rio Blanco County,
so
right next to that.
You have the western slope?
I do. The whole western slope. Yes, I do.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, the whole western slope and then the whole southern part of
If you have Durango, they like them some Lauren Boebert. Was that your district before?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Aspen, not so much. You'll lose Aspen. Pitkin County, is that right?
Pitkin County, that's right.
I know enough about Colorado to be dangerous. All right. So let's do some kind of updates here. We sent all this money to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Our southern border is wide open. Mm-hmm. And yet I was just really kind of flummoxed, I'll be honest. 47 Republicans voted for a remarkably radical bill.
Yes.
And look, our audience has all sorts of different opinions on kind of what the government should do with gay marriage.
Right.
Very few people in our audience think like supportive of gay marriage, but generally our audience falls down to, hey, it should be traditional marriage or leave it up to the states. That's
right.
Basically where most of our audience is. I'm definitely in traditional marriage, but 47 Republicans decided to overrun state rights.
Yeah.
What the heck happened there?
Yeah. So, like many pieces of legislation, this was absolutely rushed through. It didn't go through, all of the markup process that we have in committees. And, there weren't actual hearings on the legislation. And they really have launched an all out assault, on America's traditional values. But this bill was unnecessary. Look, I think the federal government should not be involved in marriage. My marriage between my husband is really between me and God, not between me and the government. But this was absolutely unnecessary. They have attacked, our institutions. They have weakened the nuclear family and undermined masculinity and even femininity. And, the people who can't even define what a woman is now wants to get in the middle of defining a covenant between a man and a woman and God.
Yeah, I get that. I just, why did 47 Republicans vote for it? Like, I the Democrats are obviously, they're despicable, but 47 Republicans shouldn't be.
Right, because they don't want attack ads. They are absolutely afraid of attack ads. And unfortunately,
is that really the whole thing?
It always is the thing. That always is the conversation that is taking place on the House floor.
Build that out for us. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So you're in the House floor and people are saying, like, obviously paraphrasing, I'm going to go vote for homosexual marriage because I'm afraid of television ads.
Yes. Yes, Charlie. This is this happens on a regular basis, whether it be infrastructure, whether it be funding, whether it be is sending more money to Ukraine.
Which is insane.
It is insane. All of it is insane. But they do not want the political attacks to come against them. And Charlie, I arrived in Washington, D.C. on attack ad, so I'm not really afraid of another one.
It could be a signal boost if you handle it correctly, by the way.
Absolutely.
A name ID booster.
But look at the people who are fleeing the Democrat Party and coming over to the Republican Party. The only way we lose the midterms this November is if we start acting like Democrats. So we have to be firm. We have to stand tall and remain true to our principles. That is what keeps our base with us, and it's what is attracting Democrats to come to our party.
Well, and it's also just, regardless of your opinions on the issue, why are you going over the top to court the most despicable lobby in Washington, D.C., which these people, they don't care about you.
Right.
They don't care about your values. Mm-hmm. They don't care about your country. And so they're going out of their way to do that. It just makes sense. Okay. So the couple other things, tell their votes. So we keep on sending this money to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And now the House of Representatives is basically going to be like in permanent recess. Is that fair to say from now till?
That's a pretty close assessment.
Well, you can vote remotely now.
Right. Yes. You can vote remotely. You have committee hearings on Zoom, WebEx meetings. You can vote by proxy. After July, we are only in session 29 days for the rest of the year, which, I mean, look, I want to be there and I want to work, but I'm actually really glad that the Democrats only have 29 days to push through their radical agenda, because they are getting very aggressive with it. They have been all year because they know that their time is short. They know that they won't have the majority next year. I just hope that we have strong leadership who won't appease these same radical progressives next year when we are in the majority.
Yeah. Do you think that, what's your view on the leadership race? Have you made a statement on that?
No, I mean, I've been focusing on who's actually leading in the party. And I think that's members of the Freedom Caucus. I think that's members of the Second Amendment Caucus. We have been loud and out front on so many issues that, the rest of the conference didn't really want to touch. And we have been exposing what the Democrats have been doing. The Disinformation Governance Board, you know, I took the lead in that. And I actually was able leadership on board, and support us in that effort. And we were able to get Nina Jankowicz to resign, board to shut down. It was a big win. And so even in the minority, we can have these victories. Leadership, it's a title. It's really frustrating, actually. But I look more to who is actually leading the people.
Yeah, that's smart because, I mean, look, leadership is technically a fundraising operation is really what it is, right? And also, but if you get enough grassroots people, then you become leadership. Mm-hmm. That's the more important thing, isn't it?
Right.
Which is who actually in the caucus is going to be the driving force forward. So what other races are you looking at that you're going to be spending your time? If you're in a comfortable race, where are you going to spend your extra resources or time?
Yeah, so I'm actually helping a lot of members in their primaries and their reelects. I'll be heading down to Florida again for Matt Gaetz.
Okay.
And then also an exciting candidate that I just love is Anna Paulina Luna.
Yeah, she's great. We're 100% behind her.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Turning Point Action. She's phenomenal.
Yes.
She'll be around here.
Fantastic. But I'm coming down there to help rally with her. I just went to help Mary Miller. Man, what a victory that
won
was.
Against Rodney Davis in Central Illinois.
That is such an amazing David and Goliath story.
He outspent her 5-10 to 1.
Yes, and he was nasty. I mean, he was just downright mean and hateful to her. And, you know, she stood on her on her values, what she's been doing, what she wants to do. And she didn't take that low road that he did. She was very graceful. And she let everyone know that she was believing in God for this and believing in the people. And she smoked him.
What other races are you looking at? Any Senate races?
Oh, gosh. No, this. Give me prompt me here.
Blake Masters in Arizona.
Okay, there's someone we could get behind.
Yeah, we'd love to see you get behind Blake.
Yes.
It's not far from Colorado either. It's a short trip over. We love Blake there. We love JD in Ohio.
Yes, JD Vance is wonderful.
And there's some other good ones. Bo Hines in North Carolina is a good young candidate. Anthony Sabatini here in Florida.
Yes, and these are all people who would be members of the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, Sabatini's someone, if you're not...
I've been down to Florida.
Good.
And
okay, he's around. We love Sabatini.
Yes.
He's fabulous. I was actually a Claremont fellow with him last year. There's a lot of other good races too. Joe Kent in Washington is another good one.
I really love Lauren Culp. You don't hear a lot about him.
Who?
Lauren Culp in Washington. He's in Washington 3, and he's up against an incumbent right now. But he's someone who voted for impeachment.
Yeah. So the Freedom Caucus thing, what bothers me though, someone just emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com. The leader voted for the gay marriage thing.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that was just a rushed decision. The chairman of the
rush decision.
I know it. You know,
you're a representative. What are you doing?
He understands that too. You know,
he's going to receive a lot of heat,
and he knows that. But he is actually we have drafted a statement to put out to make sure that the Senate opposes this, and
Wait, so let me get this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but like, so the leader of the Freedom Caucus is like, oh, I voted for this, but actually don't vote for this. That's why people don't like politicians. I don't know who this guy is, but like.
Yeah. So typically we have conversations about these bills that are coming up and we take official positions. This one was one that was missed. He was given bad advice, was in a hurry and took it. Unfortunately, he understands it and he's completely supportive of all of us.
Well, that's good. I know that. I think did another member vote for it of the Freedom Caucus?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay. That's so strange and bizarre to me. And again, it's just kind of more at a principle than anything else. Just why are you going out of your way to go vote with Cheney and Kinzinger on anything? Let alone, you know, something is redefining something covenantal to our entire society. Okay, so tell us more about your book. You kind of have this reputation as being this gun-toting congresswoman.
Right.
And you say, yes.
Yes.
You're proud of that. Second Amendment rights are under attack. What does that look like legislatively? Do you think there's going to be more gun control anytime soon?
They're going to push through as much gun control as possible. You know, it was really shameful that so many senators actually voted with the Democrats to pass this gun legislation. Mm-hmm. I was watching hearings in the Judiciary Committee. Cicilline, he thinks a stabilizing brace actually converts a pistol into a fully automatic weapon. You know, and so these people who are absolutely ignorant on the issue want to legislate the issue and they don't know what it is. But my book is so important right now.
Yes.
My
American Life is the title.
Yes. And there are not a lot of publishers who are publishing conservative content. And so to actually purchase this book, make that purchase and let these publishers know this is the material that we want to read is so huge and so valuable. So, it's available everywhere, Amazon, Books A Million, Walmart.com, and you can buy my book. And also I have recorded an audio version. It's my story in my voice to your ears. I did.
That's a lot of work.
Yes.
I have never done that for my books.
Yes.
So Lauren, let me ask you, what is going on with the seizure of farmland in our country?
You know, this is just another intentional attack. If we don't have farmers, if we don't have farmland, we don't have food. You control the food, you control the people. And that's what all of this has been about. They are in a radical push to control every aspect of the people, from our educational decisions to our medical decisions, and now down to what we eat. China is buying up our farmlands. Bill Gates is buying up our farmlands. We have food production facilities, manufacturing facilities that are burning up, blowing up.
Literally,
you know, we have cows that are just falling over dead because it was hot. I don't know.
I think it's farmland is the new currency in some sense, that if you own farmland and you own massive swaths, you have a hedge against a coming global currency collapse. Mm-hmm. How much farmland is actually owned in Colorado by these multi-billionaires?
I thought we were checking that.
We do have that.
I don't have those numbers.
Yeah, we have.
More than they should have. That's for sure.
Here's what I know. Bill Gates owns 2,270 acres in Colorado, which is small potatoes
for now
compared to what he owns in Nebraska, 20,000 acres, 69,000 in Louisiana, 47,000 in Arkansas, 16,000 in Mississippi. So Bill Gates is one thing, and it's part of the Great Reset, I believe. But why is it that we allow the Chinese Communist Party to own this land?
You know, that is something that needs to be stopped. We have to put an end to that. But also, it's not just the land. It's the water that comes with that.
That's exactly right.
I mean, our water is so valuable, so precious. And when they can purchase that land, they get those water rights. They can prove beneficial use. Or in some areas where you don't have to prove beneficial use, they ship that water somewhere else. And then our farms are dried up and it's sent over to these suburban areas.
This is an issue I'm just not going to lay off of, which is our farmland.
Yeah.
Why is it that the conservative media is not making a bigger deal out of this? And I mean, instead of voting for gay marriage or for sending money to Ukraine, why are we not having nonstop hearings and press conferences on our most precious asset? One of the most precious assets of the country is our farmland, our fertile ability to grow food. And water, it's something you know really well in Colorado.
Yes.
And we already have the federal government that owns too much land, in my opinion, in the West. Would you agree with
that? Yeah, 55% of my district is federal lands.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yes.
And so then you have federal lands plus state lands I'm okay with, sort of. I don't know how the Colorado state government does managing their lands. I imagine okay. I don't know. You could tell me. Do you guys have a state bureau that controls lands?
Yes. But management means don't touch.
See, that's not management.
Right. Right.
To them,
that's exactly what they want.
Let it burn.
Right.
No.
They want a hands-off approach. And that is why we're having these catastrophic wildfires.
Exactly.
I have legislation that we could actually manage our forests that helps our water resiliency, that certainly slows down the catastrophic wildfires. We have 6 billion standing dead trees in the West, just all waiting to ignite this giant tinderbox.
Is this because of the environmentalists?
Yes. Yes. Frivolous lawsuits that have stopped us from managing, from logging, from harvesting. The dead timber, and even cutting green, the live trees that need to be thinned out in our forests. You know, President Trump, he was heckled for wanting to rake the forest. Go look at a forest floor that has not been managed. We need to clean that up. That is fuel on the ground. Absolutely.
And are they afraid of some owl that's going to get scooped up into it or something?
Yes. The almighty sage grouse.
That's the one.
Yes, that's the one. I can't wait to go hunt a sage grouse and put it in my office.
Here's what they don't understand is that these wildfires, if they don't go managed, air quality.
Absolutely. That is my argument, Charlie. This affects our climate much more than all of our vehicles do. One catastrophic wildfire emits more carbon emissions in just a few days than every vehicle in Colorado running 24/7.
So a lot of people in the Midwest, because I grew up in the Midwest, you don't really deal with the consequences of fire.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I live in the West in Arizona, it's a major issue. And the federal government has betrayed us on the issue of wildlife management.
Yeah.
Not wildlife, forest management, I guess it's not wildlife preserve. I don't know. Department of Interior, all of them together, they're just like, yeah, let it burn.
Yes. Well, the Natural Resource Committee has failed the American people, too. I serve on the Natural Resource Committee. We've gone over 100 pieces of legislation, and not one of them deal with actual energy crisis.
That's exactly right.
We aren't even addressing energy in the Natural Resource Committee, where we have jurisdiction over that. So, and all around, the people are being let down by the federal government.
Go buy Lauren Boebert's book, My American Life. We got to make sure she wins re-election. We got to support her. She's a fighter. She votes correctly and courageously. She doesn't give an inch to these degenerates. She's got four sons, too.
I do.
So she walks the walk.
I'm teaching my boys to be men before liberals teach them to be women.
They have to come to our Turning Point USA Young Men's Leadership Center.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.